Well, some might say that robotics is taking over the music industry with so many manufactured pop bands on the market. But these are far from the sights of Cork-born musician Mick Flannery, who is riding high in the charts at the moment. But his career wasn't always about strumming on stage. Before carving out his niche in music, he carved stones for a living, as reporter Colette Kinsella has been finding out.
I started doing stonework when I was about 16. I needed a job, and a local man gave me a job tending to him. I used to like working on my own sometimes, because it was just pure, you know, be out in the country, you'd be on your own, and it's just silence. That was kind of zen-like, in a way. All you hear is the sound of the hammer all day.
Are you a quiet sort of fella?
Yeah, I'd be shy enough, you know.
Sitting alone with that guilty old feeling, like I let someone down by the way that I live. If I'm sitting alone, I ain't hurting nobody, but I'm only gonna get what I give. Boy, said I'm only gonna get what I give.
Mick really took to the stone cutting.
Well, I didn't build any churches. Entrance walls, some leaky fountains.
But he stopped after a few years to devote himself to music.
I miss it now. I miss the tiredness that I used to have, physical tiredness going to sleep, and I'd get a good night's sleep. Being on a stage and having an adrenaline running through you afterwards, and then you can't sleep really.
But Mick's love for the stonecutter solitude is a tough trait to carry into the music industry. He has an honesty and earthiness that's unusual in the age of manufactured pop music.
I find interviews difficult. I can be put into scenarios where an excitable 20-something-year-old, you know, trying to make me dance around the place and be chirpy, cheery, and they ask me if I'm excited and stuff like that, you know? It's not natural, you know? Maybe I'm just getting grumpy and old.
If you say that you're sort of a quiet, shy type of guy, what's it like then being on stage?
It's a strange thing, all right. In the beginning, you're nervous, and nervous doesn't work.
In the morning, hear him call and ring the bell and wake the devil, wake the damn.
But Mick managed to get over his nervousness, and he took himself off to New York City when he was 21 to seek his fortune.
I was naive, and I didn't really know what I was trying to achieve. I had visions of playing outside record companies and stuff like that, because I'd been told that people did that and then they became famous. Silly stuff like that.
He became disillusioned with the music scene.
There's a brutal amount of hipsters there.
But he channeled that mood into his songs. And after 3 months, he came home with his own CD. And his new album, which he wrote in Berlin, has just reached number one in the charts.
Like only my feet had the way to go. Where is the path? Where are the lines?
But despite the musical acclaim, Mick says he'll probably be back stone cutting again this summer.
You must have had a really nice sense of satisfaction when you see something nicely cut and put together.
That's nice, especially if you're proud of it, if you genuinely did try to do a good job.
And while he mightn't have come to terms with the whims and demands of the music industry, he's certainly come to terms with some other things.
I'm 30 years old, glad I'm not in my 20s anymore. And I'm glad I'm grumpy.
I'm only a heart, only a head, only a fool, I do suppose.
Colette Kinsella reporting there. That's all we have time for this week. You can listen back to the programme or download a podcast on our webpage, rte.ie/thebusiness, or you can go to the RTE radio player on rte.ie/radio. Don't forget to tune in to Dragon's Den tomorrow night at 9:30. That's it from us. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Sing, baby, sing, baby, sing for me. Sing for me. Ooh.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
And The Business, presented by Richard Kern, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.